In step two, you document any high-risk postures present during the work process. High-risk postures occur when the body is in significantly out of neutral positions and include specific postures related to the head, neck, or eyes, the shoulders and upper back, the mid to low back, the arms and elbows, the hands, wrists, and fingers, and the legs and feet. To indicate the presence of these postures, simply click the associated check boxes. When high-risk postures are present, you will then move on to the second part of step two and assess quantitatively the force, duration, and frequency of the posture. Force is determined by the load that's imposed on the particular body part by the task being performed. Duration is a measure of how long the individual holds the high-risk posture, and frequency measures how often the individual performs the high-risk posture. Force, duration, and frequency affect the degree of risk present in the workstation.